This is Bob Larson with your Market Line report for Friday, October 20th. While sluggish may be the best word to describe the livestock market lately, from the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Joe Vaklavic.
Live cattle market traded both sides of unchanged here on Thursday. It's been awfully choppy this week, kind of directionless. We've traded some fairly wide ranges, $2 or $3 ranges, but overall very, very little direction. So we're left with kind of a sideways trade waiting on fresh fundamental news. Cash cattle market has been somewhat active this week. We didn't see much change hands on the Fed Cattle Exchange yesterday. We did, however, see some trade in the country at 110. So the cash cattle market holding together at least. I believe we did see some trade a little bit higher than 110 last week, but certainly not falling apart by any means. The box beef market continues to consolidate. We've got these choice boxes in that 195 up to 200 range. We've been stuck there for a couple of weeks.
Chicago December wheat prices closed yesterday up 2 3/4 at 432 and a half. December corn was up a half point at 348 and 3/4. Portland prices for a soft white wheat of ordinary protein for October ended the day down 2 1/4, ranging from 527 and 3/4 to 535. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein prices for October were up 1 1/4, ranging from 589 and a quarter to 594 and a quarter. DNS wheat with 14% protein prices for October were up 5 3/4, ranging from 745 and 3/4 to 750 and 3/4. Live cattle for October were down 27.5 cents at 111.10. October feeder cattle were up 62.5 cents at 152.97 and a half. And October class 3 milk was down 19 cents at 1661. I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line report.